From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting U.S. criticism of a Syria-Russia meeting in Moscow. The United States Wednesday was critical of the Tuesday extraordinary meeting in Moscow between the presidents of Syria and Russia. A White House spokesman says Vladimir Putin's red carpet treatment for Bashar al-Assad, given the Syrian leader's use of chemical weapons against his own people, is at odds with Russia's stated goal of a political transition. He said Moscow's propping up the Syrian leader despite his launching of a civil war, allowing extremists to flourish and creating a humanitarian crisis. Another U.S. spokesman, John Kirby, says Washington was not surprised by the visit, but is keeping its eye on the goal of a political solution.
What we want to do is focus on trying to get real possibilities here for a political transition. We recognize that that's more difficult to do when the Assad regime feels more emboldened and more empowered by the extra support that they get from the Russian military.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is to meet Friday with U.S., Turkish, and Saudi diplomats on Syria. French President Francois Hollande Wednesday met with his Malian counterpart in Paris, promising support for the beleaguered country's efforts at economic development.
Mais nous devons également appuyer le développement
économique. Mr. Hollande says France needs to serve as an example of encouraging French business to offer products, services, and investments in Mali.
Pour nous, il ne saurait y avoir d'amitié sans considération et sans respect.
President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta spoke of the enduring friendship between the two countries. It was the first state visit by a Malian leader to France since independence in 1960 and came on the eve of an international conference on the African country's economic recovery and development scheduled in Paris. French military intervention in 2013 helped drive Islamist militants out of the country's north. This is VOA News. The U.S., Britain, France, and Germany have called on the U.N. Iran Sanctions Committee to take action regarding a missile test they say violated a U.N. resolution. The resolution prohibits Iran from conducting launches of ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear warheads. Tehran said earlier this month it had tested a new precision-guided missile but denied it was capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has endorsed the country's nuclear deal with world powers, but warned the agreement suffers from what he called ambiguities and structural weaknesses. But he warned such weaknesses could damage the country in the future and as well as the present. His endorsement drew this response from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
I believe they're going to comply because I don't think any country destroys two-thirds of its centrifuges and ships out its enrichment and negates its R&D on advanced centrifuges and does a whole lot of things unless, in fact, they intend to try to comply.
The agreement has been the subject of fierce debate in Iran, with hardliners arguing Tehran gave up too much ground in the talks. UN and European Union officials on Wednesday pledged support to help Somali refugees return to their homes following decades of conflict. Antonio Guterres, the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, spoke in Brussels.
Things are getting better in Somalia. And so it is not only the duty, but it's in the interest of the international community to fully support Somalia in this very crucial moment for the country.
The plan involves $500 million over the next 2 years to help repatriate at least some of more than 2 million Somalis. Somalia's Prime Minister in Brussels said his country is working hard to create a stable government. Britain and China have signed deals worth more than $60 billion as President Xi Jinping met with Prime Minister David Cameron during the second of 4 days of a state visit to Britain. Mr. Cameron said he wants Britain to be the partner of choice for China, and that, he said, would give London a platform to seek improvements in China's human rights record. Mr. Xi said China had, quote, found a path of human rights development suited to China's national conditions. The UN envoy to Libya Wednesday said consultations between warring factions in the North African country will continue after the head of the internationally recognized parliament rejected the latest UN plan to form a national unity government, ending 4-year crisis. Bernardino Leon has held months of talks on a 6-member executive council. Both sides have raised objections. Two Nigerian soldiers killed, several wounded Wednesday in a foiled suicide attack blamed on suspected Boko Haram militants. In the southeast of Niger, the attack occurred in Diffa near the Nigerian border. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.